This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Gavin Dahl with headlines. A Mesa County program that allows some businesses to avoid new COVID restrictions could become a statewide model. The Colorado Sun reports state officials will consider new county-by-county variances to red-level restrictions meant to slow the disease's spread. The Mesa County program was approved by the state over the summer. It allows businesses that have earned the local health department's trust to avoid some new restrictions when the county moves to a higher level on the state's COVID dial. Now, other counties across the state are asking for similar leniency. Larimer, Douglas, and Eagle counties have petitioned the governor to allow the same kind of exemptions. The State Health Task Force is reviewing those requests. 9 more Catholic priests have been identified as sexually abusing children in Colorado in a follow-up report released Tuesday by Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. The new report brings the total number of known abusive priests in Colorado to 52 and the number of child victims to 212. The most recent case of abuse in the latest report happened in 1999. Governor Jared Polis says he's experiencing minor symptoms of COVID-19 since testing positive on Saturday. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Polis says he is feeling good, but is not out of the woods yet. He updated reporters about his health at a remote news conference with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. Fauci says the country will likely see more surges of the virus following holiday gatherings. He urged Coloradans to keep up their mask wearing and social distancing.
Help is on the way, and we are going to get out of this. We will get through this, and we will be back to normal the way we were before this particular plague hit us.
Fauci says several COVID-19 vaccines should become available to the general public next April. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Many industries have gone through massive disruptions during the pandemic, and arts organizations are no exception. KVNF's Corey Stanton spoke with Paonia Clayworks co-founder Karen Good to learn more.
According to a study by the Brookings Institute released back in August, the pandemic had already caused nationwide losses of 2.7 million jobs and more than $150 billion in sales of goods and services for creative industries. In the same report, it was estimated that Colorado had lost over 59,000 arts jobs between April and July. Many local artists, makers, and collectives have had to get, well, pretty creative with their offerings. Paonia Clayworks recently opened their retail space where they are socially distancing and offered a raku demonstration outside of their studio on November 28th. Here is Karen Good, one of the founders of Paonia Clayworks, talking about their collective, social distancing in their studio, and how they are moving forward into this holiday season.
We actually started in 2016 with just a few people and have barely kept it going, moving many different places, and now have found a wonderful permanent home behind High Country Printing at the end of Grand Avenue. We moved in December 2019. We were able to expand our membership, and January and February taught a lot of classes to school students as well as community members, and began having sales. And then COVID came along and we had to shut down. So we now have 13 members, which is great, and we're able to practice social distancing and keep everyone safe. We're not doing classes because of COVID, so that really impacted our income, but we are doing sales. We just put together a beautiful retail space. December 5th, we'll be participating in the holiday sales event that's happening in downtown Paonia, along with other creative folks. And we're really thankful to have that opportunity and really encourage people to come out and shop locally and safely and support our local creative community.
For more information on the Pottery Collective and its members, visit paoniaclayworks.com. You can find the collective and many other local artists and vendors at the 28th Annual Paonia Holiday Fair, which takes place outdoors on Saturday, December 5th on Grand Avenue, downtown Paonia. Details at northforkcreative.org. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
Across the Western Slope, COVID case rates are climbing rapidly. KVNF's Jody Peterson spoke with the Delta County Health Department's medical director, Dr. Susan Bright.
The state of Colorado ranks COVID risk on a dial with 6 color-coded levels. Mesa County and San Miguel County are now in red, severe risk. Montrose, Ouray, and Delta counties are in the orange level, indicating high risk, While Hinsdale County remains at blue, indicating caution, KVNF asked Dr. Susan Bright about the sharp spike in COVID case numbers.
Oh, it's dramatic. I think what we were fearful of in the spring we're actually having currently.
Is that starting to tax the healthcare system?
At the hospital, they still have capacity. They are still, want to stress that they're open and able to care safely for people, but they're seeing rising case numbers, and that's a stress on our hospital system. And especially in a pandemic where we have significant levels of sustained increased illness, that's a real stress on our on the hospital staff. But I think it's our absolute moral necessity to do everything we can to minimize the spread of the disease so that our hospitals can keep up.
So what do you think the factors are that are contributing to this dramatic spike in COVID numbers now?
I would say that the weather has a lot to do with it. We started to see this spike after we had that cold snap in October. And so the more time people are spending inside, the higher rates of transmission we're seeing. I think that there is a significant amount of COVID fatigue. You know, everybody is tired of this. And I will tell you, as a physician taking care of people with COVID, nobody is more tired than we are. But for a lot of people, that has sort of translated into a wishing it away and not doing the simple things that they can do to minimize the spread, like avoiding large gatherings, maintaining social distancing, and masking. And thirdly, I think there's an epidemic of misinformation and half-truths that have led people to complacency that is quite dangerous.
What are some of the most common bits of misinformation that people are hearing?
One thing is that they say it's just a cold or a flu, and I can tell you personally that that is true for some people, but absolutely not true for others. And it's difficult to predict who those other people are. So I think the other misinformation that has been rampant is people saying that masks aren't effective. They are. There's scientific consensus about this. There's excellent studies that show less transmission in counties that had mask mandates than in counties that didn't.
A vaccine is in the works. Should that change our approach to controlling the virus?
We're still a long way away from having it available at in an amount that will give us protection from the disease. And so now is not the time to start slacking off these simple things that we can do to try to mitigate the spread of the virus. It'll be crucial to both save lives and also keep our economy open safely.
And that was Dr. Susan Bright of the Delta County Health Department. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to news editor Jody Peterson, to our members for financial support of timely news coverage, and thank you for listening.